So we are Lac a Pitogum.
Lac-et-Tot-Lum-Pee-Togum.
Lac-a-tot-lum-pee-tog-um.
Yeah, because four tens plus six.
Oh, okay. So welcome to this 46th lesson of Legends and Lessons on this third day of December. It is marching right on to the end of the year, which is a very, very exciting time. I don't know if anybody caught the lunar eclipse on Monday.
Oh.
I did not, but I was looking forward to it, and then I slept right through it. So that was a disappointment. But anyway, welcome to Lac-a-tot-lum-pee-tog-um of Lessons and Legends. We're joined again for a time of sharing, learning, and preserving heritage for many generations to come. Our mission with this story hour is to preserve the stories of the Native American world, stories shared by Grandfather Roy Wilson. An important segment of this preservation effort is our lesson in Chinook Wawa, and that is hosted by Rainbow and Marcia. Tonight, Grandfather's story highlights a legend from the Seneca people. So join me again as we are gifted by master storyteller, Grandfather Roy Wilson. Klahalya, Grandfather, it's good to be with you again.
Klahalya, Penny, Klahalya, dear family. Tonight's legend from the Seneca tribe. The Seneca Indian tribe is far back in the northeast part of the country. They are one of the six tribes of the ancient Iroquois Confederacy. And the story goes like this. Once there was a man and his wife, and they had a 5-year-old son. She died in giving birth to another baby boy. But this baby boy was very, 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 very tiny. He wasn't any longer than the size of a person's hand. Tiny, tiny infant. Well, the father said, "This baby, no way can this infant on the length of my hand live." So he wrapped it in a blanket and put it out in a hole in one of the trees out in his yard. And figured it was going to die. But when he went hunting, the 5-year-old boy heard that crying. He went out and he found that the little infant of the hand was very much alive and was very hungry. He went back in and made a soup out of deer intestines. And that infant just gobbled it up. Well, it wasn't long, and that infant, he was getting very strong, and he was out of that blanket, and he was out on the ground playing with the boy. The boy had taken him out of the hole in the log, the trunk of the tree, and they became real good buddies. But the boy put him, when they got to playing, put him back in that hole, the tree. And so when Papa came home from hunting, he said, "What happened to all my deer intestines?" "Oh, I gave those to that little boy. He was hungry." And then he heard the boy crying. And so he went out and he got it and he brought it inside. That little baby just stayed real tiny, but grew very strong, very quickly. So one day, when the old man was to go hunting, he said, "Now, you boys play and have fun here, but do not go up into the North Country. There's a giant monster, and he will destroy you." Well, he went hunting. The little tiny, tiny boy, he said, "I want to go up there in the North Country to see this monster." So the five-year-old went with him. When they got up there, and here was this giant. He was the biggest monster that anybody had ever seen. And he came at those two boys to destroy them. The little boy, with one stroke of his hand, completely destroyed the old monster. So then he took a piece of the fur of that monster and made a nice handbag and took it back home. When Dad came home, he gave his dad that handbag, real beautiful leather handbag. "Where did you get this?" "Oh, I made it. I destroyed the monster." Oh, he was very irritated that the boys had disobeyed him, but he was glad that they made it okay. He couldn't understand how that little tiny guy could destroy that big monster. "Well, okay, but don't you ever disobey me again." He says, "I don't want you to go out to down to the south. There's a big bear down there, and he'll gobble you up." Well, he went hunting, and the little tiny guy, he was wanted to go down to the south. And the five-year-old, he didn't go this time. So the little tiny guy went on his own. Oh, that big giant bear, the biggest bear anyone had ever seen. He came enraged. He came roaring at him. With one stroke, he completely destroyed the giant bear. And he brought back some of the stuff that belonged to that bear and gave it as a gift to Papa when he came home from hunting. Well, that's the same kind of a result. But finally, the next day when Dad went hunting, "Now don't go to the east, to the west. Don't go to the west. There's a powerful spirit energy that's very bad and very evil there." But again, the little guy, he had to make that journey to the west. And he met up with a roaring that shook the earth. It was the spirit of thunder. Well, he destroyed thunder and brought back good things from the west. Well, now it was up to the father to once again say, "You keep disobeying me and you keep destroying all these, but do not go to the east. There's a giant dog. And he is ferocious and vicious. You certainly wouldn't make it there." But when he approached the great giant dog, the dog said, "We will battle. And if you win, you win all of this land. It'll all be yours, all of it, everywhere." Well, he destroyed the dog. And now he went back home. And he told his dad, "Now I own all of that land. Let's move to that land and you, Dad, can be the chief." And so they did. End of story. You're probably thinking, boy, you Indians sure have weird stories. Well, if you think it's weird, then maybe you're weird because you are that story and that story is you. Oh, really? Yeah, you are that little guy the size of a hand. You're just a little tiny thing. It's much like some of you have heard me say in the past, I am nothing and I am everything. Since I follow the teaching of the medicine wheel, I am the wheel and the wheel is me. And the wheel is a circle. And a circle, that's a zero. The nothing. I am the circle. I am a nothing. But on a circle, you can find either the point of beginning or the point of ending to a circle. And so it's the symbol of eternity, or the eternal one, or the great creator, God, great spirit, great chief of the above. And since he dwells within each and every one of us, we are the everything. So we are the nothing, we are the everything. The little boy, like a nothingness, with the everything, he can destroy all the monsters in life. You'll notice this legend deals with the four directions. That's the medicine wheel. That's the medicine wheel. And so we come in our humility as the little one, but with the power of the Almighty One, we can destroy all of the monsters that face our lives. My wife, just as I told you a few minutes ago, telling the story of her encounter with the virus, she faced a monster, pandemic, but it's gone. It reminds me also of one thing that Jesus once said. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's the smallest seed in existence. That's the little boy the size of the hand. That's you. You and I, just as a little simple nothingness. But if you have faith in the size of a mustard, you can say to this mountain, be removed into the sea, and it'll be done. Yeah, that's the little boy with the little tiny guy, but had the faith that destroyed all the monsters that he faced. And so this legend I'm telling you is just to give you, each one of you, that sense of faith in the midst of your nothingness to be the everything in all the things that you face, whether they are the pandemic or all the dirty politics that have been going on or anything else. Life is yours. Close Kakwa. Any questions or comments about the legend, Seneca legend?
That was beautiful. That, grandfather, I will have to say, that is one of the more powerful lessons that I think you have taught us. And I want you to know I really, really appreciate that. And I appreciate how it diverges into the medicine wheel, or like you say, the mustard seed, or the parable from Jesus. It's a worldwide message.
Yeah.
And it's especially poignant giving the pandemic, like you just said. It's very well timed, and I just thank you for choosing that legend tonight.
Thank
you.
Do
we have any other questions?
I might say, in regards to the medicine wheel, for a number of months, on the fourth Sunday of every month in the longhouse, and some of you, I know Tom and Susan and some of the others of this group, they came to those gatherings where I would teach the Sundance Medicine Wheel in the longhouse. But we have not been able to hold any events there since the virus broke out. And some of you probably heard me talking just a few minutes ago before we got started with the meeting, that Tom is going to set up Zoom, just like we're doing here, where anybody can Zoom in on the fourth Sunday of every month in the afternoon, and for my teachings on the Sundance Medicine Wheel. And the group that was coming to the longhouse, I had people coming from Packwood, from Oregon, from on the Olympic Peninsula, as well as from the Centralia Chehalis area. So now they will all be able to be back with me just on the Zoom once we get that set up. Some of you may be interested in the Sundance Medicine Wheel teachings that I'll be giving. Any questions or comments further on anything I've said so far?
Yes.
Go ahead, Tom.
So, grandfather, why was or what significance is given to the choice of the animals the little boy was up against?
The significance of the little boy?
No, the significance of the animals that he was
the significance up of against. The animals. The animals, where was the giant monster, the bear, thunder? It just given it the significance is that there were many different kinds of things that could destroy us. But all they represent all of the opposition you might receive in life, all of the different kinds of monsters you might receive. Some of you, I know Penny was there when I was in those court hearings. That was one kind of a monster, different from the one my wife had just gone through. And many of you have gone through, faced all many different kinds of monsters. So all those different kinds of monsters in the legend just simply represent all of the opposition you might receive in your life, economically, spiritually, sociologically, philosophically, whatever, any kind of monsters, they're all gone with just a stroke of your hand. If you have faith, as a little more, as the faith mustard seed.
Mossy Joe.
Good question, Tom. Really good question. So do we have any more questions? Any more comments? Looks like we might be. Okay, grandfather, I think we're ready to move into our artifact, and okay. I will put that on the screen.
Okay, on the artifacts. As I told you last week, Tom took his camera and took pictures of many of the artifacts. Some of them are too big to carry. In this case, they're small, but there's so many, many small ones, it'd be impossible to bring all of them up. So you'll notice in this that she's showing you are a few pieces of pottery. And she's going to slowly rotate through them. Just keep on rotating. And you'll see more. There's more pottery. Some of this pottery is very, very ancient. There's one piece that is prehistorical. They come from many different tribes in the Southwest and elsewhere. Most of the Indian stuff is from the Southwest. There's an Indian wedding vase right there. One piece that I was given, and there it is there, I believe, there about 3 months ago, I checked it and on the Google and found that that particular piece was worth over $700.
That's the end. I'll go back through.
Pieces of pottery. You'd really enjoy coming down and just taking your time to look at them individually, one at a time. You can spend an hour just looking at the many different pieces of pottery. Any questions or comments on the pottery?
I'm interested in this one, grandfather. Can you tell me where that came from?
And that one, I don't recall right now just where that one came from.
Grandfather, did Pacific Northwest Native Pardon? Americans, did the Indians here in the Pacific Northwest make pottery?
I don't know. I don't have any pottery from the Pacific Northwest. Here it was baskets.
Oh, that's what I thought. Everything was baskets. Pottery. No pottery.
Comes from Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, that part of the country, the Southwest.
And the little bear is pottery too?
But there are many different tribes down there that make pottery.
And that little bear right there is also pottery?
How's that?
That little bear, that's pottery too?
Yeah, that's pottery.
And And what are the little small, the real small vases there for?
Yeah, that's a little tiny, tiny bowl. If I remember, I'm not sure I'm seeing that one this here on the screen. There's one that's like that, that was a piece of pottery was used as a candle.
Oh.
Penny, you may be able to just double click on those and they'll get bigger.
Yeah, you're making it bigger.
Maybe not.
Yeah, anyway. You notice that they're all on the top shelf of the library. You know, each one, you see them, you see books underneath. That's the top shelf of the library, and all that top shelf is lined with pottery on the south side of the library room.
And what is this piece on the left, Grandfather?
Now, maybe that was the lamp. Now, that looks more like the lamp than the other one.
I see.
Yeah, I think that was the lamp. Yeah, it was more flat like that. Okay, I'm ready to let Rainbow and Marcia go.
Mossy, Mossy, Troop.
Well, this is Rainbow, and this month is Christmas, and over the years, I have made up several things that are for Christmas, and so I sent out the names of Christmas songs in Chinook jargon, and I think there are 35 of them, and most of these are really common. I'm always surprised when there's one or two that someone doesn't recognize. But anyway, I sent that out so y'all could take a look at it. And did everyone get it? Danny, did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
Marsh. Okay, cool. Did you look at it?
I did.
Cool. And I know Marcia got it. Penny, did you get it?
You're muted.
Penny?
Is it entitled Homework for Thursday?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I have not opened
Are you
it,
just-
but I'm doing it now.
Okay. All right. Well, open it now. I did not send it to Grandfather because I know Grandfather has a hard time reading things. So Grandfather can join us on this too. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he will just hear them and be able to tell us what it is. So Grandfather, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening, and I've got an idea. I've seen these before because you have done this on other occasions when I've been present.
Oops. Right, absolutely. So the first one, I am going to ask you if you know what this song is. And it's, Oh, Kakwak Sakali Tai Potlakli. Potlakli.
Hold on. We're coming.
I'm asking Grandfather.
Oh.
And then if he doesn't know, I'll. Kakwa Sakali Tai. What does that mean?
Saghali Tae, the great chief of the above.
And Kakwa?
Dark, Polakle, dark night.
Mm-hmm.
No sound, no noise, no.
No. Okay. Do 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 do. How about that?
Okay, keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. All right. Someone help grandfather.
Oh, holy Penny? Night.
Uh-huh. Right. Kakwa Saghali Tae, like God, is holy.
Oh, you haven't said, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, O Holy Night is, I have as, O Kakwa Saghali Tae Polakle, O Holy Night.
Uh-huh.
All right. Penny?
Yes.
Look at number two and say that and tell me what you think it means.
Okay, hold on just a minute. The second word I don't know. Hold on just a minute.
Well, it's noise, it's English. It's the English word.
Okay, so no noise tonight.
No noise tonight.
No noise tonight. Oh, silent night.
Night.
Yes.
No noise, silent. Not likely, night.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you choose someone, Penny.
Okay, Danny, are you ready? Nope, I don't hear Danny, so I'm going to ask Marcia. Help us out with number three.
I'll do it.
Okay, go, Danny.
Away in a manger.
Yes, yeah, say it in jargon.
I don't know how to pronounce this. Sia?
Sia?
Away in Copa.
Uh-huh.
And it's dry feather bed.
No, Tupso, remember, Tupso covers a lot of things. It's grasses. Right.
Yeah,
it's
grass.
Fringe, it's
true.
Hair on the face. So it's dry grass is
a manger, yeah.
Hey.
Right.
Hey. Tupso. And so a manger is a bed where you put hay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay. So, okay, say that again in jargon and then the name.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Penny. I mean, Danny.
Sia Copa Delai Tupso Bed.
Mm-hmm.
Far away in, or away in a manger.
Right. Okay, choose someone else.
Oh, okay. Who all is over there? Marcia?
There's Tom.
Marcia, number
and
four.
And grandfather and Marcia.
Okay. Marcia is muted. Marcia's muted.
Okay. Give it to grandfather. He should be able to get this
okay.
one easy.
Grandfather, number four is a Nasaika clone Tai'i.
Lee. We three chiefs.
It's a song.
A Christmas carol.
We three chiefs.
Kings. Right. Kings.
You got the right tune.
What's a tie?
Tie a chief.
Or?
Okay,
in Israel.
Referring to the, we three wise men. We three. That we use the word taif, wow. Which would be like.
I'm on my shinik chart.
Leader, a headman, a chief. In this case, the wise men.
Whoops. How about king?
It's gone from my screen. There's coming back.
Sorry.
How about king?
Okay, with king, yeah. A king would be a chief.
Yeah.
We three kings of Orient are.
That's it. Cool. Okay, grandfather, choose someone.
I'll take number 7, please. Thank you.
Okay.
That would be Otanas Hayu House Bethlehem, which would be O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh,
that's right.
Hey, Tom, great.
Because a town would be many houses. Hayu House. Okay, grandfather, how about number 6? Can you see number 6? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, close king. I'm trying to remember what Wenceslaus is.
It's a name. It's a name.
Somebody else can help me there.
It's a name. Wenceslaus.
Hey,
is a
it's
name.
A long time since you sang Christmas carols, huh?
You use the language.
Good King Wenceslaus looked out. No, that's not the right tune. On the Feast of Stephen.
Good King Wenceslaus looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Stephen, when the snow lay round about, crisp and cool and even.
There you go.
Okay. Grandfather, choose someone. For number 5.
I can't read it when it's blue.
Oh, you can't? Sorry. There you go.
There, I can read it. I see good. There are three. I see three. Ship?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I guess that's for the camels.
No. It's a nautical song.
If there aren't any actual ships, and ship is something that carries something, so.
It's a Christmas. It's a Christmas carol. I saw three ships come sailing.
I didn't know that one.
You don't know that one? That's an old, old English song. I saw three ships sailing.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Mm. I saw three ships come sailing ships in on Christmas Day in the morning.
Nice. Very well done.
I can't sing. This is best
very well
us.
Done. Okay.
Okay, Marcia, you choose one.
Laura, a number 8.
What?
I am having a tough time with number 8.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that one.
I don't know. You got it, Danny? What does number 8 say?
You want me to say it in English?
Yeah.
You say it in both, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
go
think
ahead,
it's,
say it in English.
I think it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
You're right.
Wow.
And this is one that angel. Dwayne Pasco helped me with. Because I had no idea how to say herald, you know, hark, because it's nah, you know, like pay attention, nah, hark. Newa, wawa, and that means to bring word. So a herald is someone who brings news. So it's, and Lesage is angel. And Shanti is song. Okay.
Shanti would be song or sing.
Yeah. Hark the herald, angels sing.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But like I said, that was one. I passed all of these by Dwayne Pasco before I gave them out the first time. And he's the one that came up with Newa Lwawa for herald.
Okay, I can do number 9.
Okay.
So Lesage Nasaika Kumtex Kopa Kwolon Sagali. So angels, we have heard on high.
Right.
So Kwolon means, you guys haven't had Kwolon, I don't think, before, and it means to hear.
Yeah, we talked briefly about Kumtux Kopa Kwolon here, know with the ear, Kumtux Kopa Seowis to know with your eye, you know, see something and know it. So we have discussed that, but, you know, it's, yeah, that's not solid in
not
there.
Not on our list.
Okay, cool.
Tom, are
you
there?
Got a volunteer for 10?
10 looks like a Tom sentence.
I'm always good friend.
Good people.
Okay, people.
Is it, oh, come all ye faithful?
Right.
Oh, come on.
And that was, come. Yeah, and good, close in this way means faithful, because close covers a whole lot of area. And that was also one that Dwayne Pasco suggested. Come all, you know, faithful people, good people. Because faith, if you're faithful, you'd be a good person.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, 11.
I sing. No, Sussex. I don't know what Sussex is. Shante is sing.
Chaco, Nakachaco.
He's on the wrong number, Laura.
Well, I'm looking at 12. You're looking you're looking at 11. Oh.
Sussex is a place in England.
Come my house. And that's the way of Christmas.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Well, I'm not sure, and I've got it all correct. Nika, I or me, Chaco, come, Nika, I, house, 2, 4, in, and by Christmas. I don't recognize the song.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh.
You can count on me.
Very good.
So I'm coming home, my house, for Christmas.
There we go.
Tom?
Yes.
Do you know number 12?
I'm Oh, Father Christmas.
No.
No.
Look at 12. Is a place in England.
Yeah, not so good. Yeah,
no, Shanti is saying
Sussex father.
I have no idea what Sussex is.
Sussex is a place in England. This is a English Christmas carol.
Oh, sing. No, I don't have it.
Sussex song or sing?
Sussex carol. Sussex,
it's called Sussex Carol is the name of the song.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Well, your homework for next week is to go and find it and listen to it. And there's plenty of stations playing Christmas carols right now. Okay, who wants to tackle number 13?
I will. Penny, go ahead.
So it's a song or sing in or with, sing with, 10-10. What was 10-10? Sing with.
What makes a noise like 10-10?
A bell. Sing with a bell. Mm-hmm. Or sing like a bell. Ring like a bell.
So we just said it's that Shanti meant carol. How about carol of the bells?
Carol of the bells. Okay.
Is carol that right, Laura? Bells. There's a 10-10.
It sounds good, too. Well, we got 10-10 in number 14. Who wants to tackle that one?
I will. So mm-hmm. Last time we met with Larry and Jeanette, we learned the word tecope. So that's means white. And then chicamen means mm-hmm. metal. So white metal is silver. So this is silver mm-hmm. bells.
Oh.
Right.
Wow. I'll take the next one.
Yay.
Okay.
Let me guess. Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yay! Got that it was, first time through.
That was mean that I took that one.
No. You take what you can. That's how you pass this.
Okay, let's see. How many do we have on our list, Laura?
35.
Number 16.
We're halfway through.
Okay.
Danny, do the next one.
Thank you. Rudolph.
Red nose.
Mm-hmm.
Pill he meets his red nose.
Mm-hmm. Deer with the red nose.
Rudolph, so the red nose reindeer.
Rudolph,
had a very shiny
Rudolph, he
nose.
Has a red nose. He, Yonka, he.
Yeah, because he's a big animal, so... After the name of a person or a large animal, they often use Yaka. Rudolph, he deer with big, with red nose.
Yeah.
This last one was my favorite, my personal favorite song growing up, and I'll tell you why after you tell me what it means.
What do you say, Tom?
Are we working on it?
I'm working on it. I'm slow though. If anybody else gets it, go ahead.
Which one are we on now?
17.
17.
Am I the only one that doesn't have a full screen?
Well, I can fix that. Give me just a second, everyone. It's I didn't realize I was going to do this, so I didn't have it quite prepared. Give me 1 second and we will.
That's good. Well, then it's harder for grandfather.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in Word really quickly.
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Laura, how are you translating latah?
Tooth, teeth.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it then. Teeth.
Okay. What number are we on?
17.
Okay. There we go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, what have you got?
No. Marcia gave it away, so... It's hers.
Well, that's okay. What do you say it is?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Yes.
Go, Tom.
When I was a toddler, I fell down the stairs and I knocked my two front teeth out. My face met a shovel at the bottom of the stairs.
I don't think so.
And in those days, we did not do things like have spacers made so your kids don't suffer in school from negative body image. And so I had no front teeth until my adult teeth came in. So every year at Christmas, I got to sing, "All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth." So I can whistle Merry Christmas.
So Penny, were you going to make that larger? And
was that number 17?
That was 17.
I can't see 17 any longer. It's way down below on the face.
Oh, well, that's okay. We just did number 17. So now we are on number 8.
I can't see that.
Well,
okay. This one says Mowich Yakamamuk Kokshup Kik Wooly Chish.
Yeah, I only see to number 4 now on the screen.
Really?
Okay.
Why is that?
And it's got blue background to it.
What the heck? Okay, I'm going to go back to where we were.
Okay.
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 That was coming up.
This is hard, but 17.
18.
Okay.
We've done 17.
That's as good as I can do in short notice.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know some people probably went and printed it off. So anyway, it's Mowich Yaka Mamu Kokshut Kik Wooly Chish.
Oh, there it is. Oh, wait.
Hey, yes, yes, yes.
Kik Wooly Kitten.
Kikwili means down or under. below.
Mm-hmm. What's Chittish?
Grandma?
Chope, what's Chittish? Did he leave?
No.
Okay.
Let's finish this one and then we'll wrap it up and finish this next week.
Okay.
Cock shut is hurt, right? Break, hurt.
Hit. Yeah.
Hit. Reindeer knocked down grandma? Is that song? Is that a song?
Grandma got knocked over by a reindeer.
Okay.
Coming home from our house Christmas Eve. Some people say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Well, with that,
reindeer, he knocked down Grandma.
Dang, that was fun, Laura. Thank you so much.
Well, we can finish it next week.
Yes, we can.
And you guys can all look at, do you want me to send you the answers or is it better to wait?
No, let's struggle through them. I think it's good practice.
I think it's good practice too. Anyway, you can print them off and look them up if you wish. And if you can find a few more, you can add here that I didn't put up, then you can test me.
Okay.
Well, that was great fun. Thank you both for everyone for participating. It was hard.
And thank you. And thank you for singing. We should have a little thing going here. And if you sing it, you get an extra point.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the storytelling hour. To the people in the room and to the people who will be visiting this room in the future. Thanks to Tom and tech support, and reminder that each lesson is preserved and can be viewed on the Unity website. And with that, I say Klahauya, I wish you a good day. And I think Laura wants to say something.
I was just gonna say, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are both going to fall on a Thursday. So we may have a long break there.
Vacation.
Okay. Thank you for that bit of information. I wasn't aware of that. So
yeah, because Friday and New Year's Day are both on Christmas and New Year's Day are both on Fridays this year.
Okay. Danny, thank you. You are such a sport.
She is.
Well, I only got half of them done, not quite half even.
Did you get the thing I sent, Danny?
I did.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be prepared for next week then.
I will be. You shouldn't put things off to the last minute because things come up.
Isn't that the truth? My mother always said, never put off to tomorrow what you can do today.
It's a good one.
That is not me.
Well, I found out that it's very true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Klahauya. Bye.
Thank you.
Klahauya,
thank you.
Bye-bye.